Greenleaf was a small school, and she was soon loved by everybody there. A quick learner herself, Esther was soon able to teach the younger children. Homesick new youngsters were assigned to Esther's care, where they received gentle comfort and love. Each year, her fellow pupils made simple birthday presents for their beloved Esther, and as each birthday passed, she grew more accustomed to the special tea party and the loving wishes. Nobody's presence in a school could have been more valuable than Esther's. Nobody's absence more dreaded. But Esther could not stay at school forever, and eventually the time came for her to leave. Her 20th birthday was celebrated with an air of sadness. The younger children clung to her and cried. Waving goodbye from her coach window, Esther felt pleased that she had remained true to her word. Not only had she given love, she had won some for herself too. She wiped away her tears and wondered what lay ahead. In London, the fog was everywhere. Fog up the Thames, where it flowed through the dirtiest, darkest places Esther had ever seen. Fog down the Thames, where it rolled.